This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And thank you for being with us on the Vedic Wisdom. I want to talk to you about dreams. Now, everybody has dreams. And if you look at it, you have more than one type of dreams. You have the dreams that I want to do this, or I want to do that. I want to achieve this. I want to go there. Dreaming about being in the fields here. I want to do this or that. Reverie. Just slip off into a thought, a concept. Dreamy kind of thing. Then, of course, there's the nighttime dreams. Completely different reality. Completely different set and setting. Completely different people. Completely different experiences. Completely different everything. And it lasts for half an hour. Something of that variety. And in the morning, you forget it. Oh, I had a dream. I can't quite remember all of it. I remember some. But it was really real at the time. I thought I was this. I thought I was doing that. I was talking to somebody. There was this and that. All these different unique aspects of the dream that you have any one night, because you have a different set in another 6 weeks or a year or through your life. You have many different. Some people have reoccurring dreams. Yeah. But all these dreams are really temporary. They're not full on. Now, the Vedic literature, this is going to surprise you a bit. But the Vedic literature says this whole life is a dream. During the day, you are having this experience where you think you're this person and you're going through these activities and you're trying to fulfill desires and you are focusing on a variety of activities and needs and satisfying demands and all this stuff. And then nighttime comes and you forget it all. And you go and you do another completely different set and setting dreaming. And in the morning you wake up and you forget all that and you find yourself back in the recurring reality. Still in the same house, still in the same bed. Okay, still got the same responsibilities, same shoes to put on. Okay? But let's look at it. The dream at night is artificial and you experience it as real and it ends and then you forget it in the morning. And the dream during the day, you think it's real, you have all the experiences, and you forget it when you sleep at night. So what we're really talking about is a difference in duration. Since the one at night is only like a half an hour, and the one in the day is 12, 14 hours, 16 hours, whatever, how hard you work, you take one to be real and the other to be illusory. But in actuality, they're both illusory. The Vedic literature clearly says life in this material world is illusory life. You're illusioned. Because it starts with, I think I'm this body. No, you are the eternal living entity. This body is the car you're using. So you wake up one day and you're using this same man's body, or the same kid's body. And the next day when you wake up, it's still the same kid's body. Oh, cool. You think, oh, that's me. But no, it's the temporary body you've got. It just lasts longer than the temporary body you have at night when you dream for a half hour. So because it's recurring, the same wake up in the morning, same place, same situation, you believe that this dream is reality. But you see within the reality, you're bringing and you're carrying a lot of misconceptions. That I'm this body, that I belong to this family, I belong to this country, I belong to this nation, I have these duties, responsibilities, liabilities, etc. But if you die, they all stop. When someone dies, all those relationships, responsibilities, etc., 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 it all stops. So when you stop using this same body repetitively, it's called death. It's not death of you, get this straight too now. It's death of the body. It's not death of you. It's death of the body. Just like when you go to bed at night and you completely forget about your daytime reality, it's not the end of reality. It's not the end of you. You move on immediately into the dream state. Oh, and I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming that I'm a bird flying over here or there. So then you wake up and you forget that you're a bird and I'm in the same body, same car, and so, oh, I'm Mr. So-and-so again. And it comes and goes and comes and goes and comes and goes. So we see there's two types of dreaming. Daytime dreaming that's longer and it repeats for a number of years that you get to be manifest. And then there's nighttime dreaming when it's shorter and it has a wider variety of experiences. You can imagine a bird, from a bird, 1 week later I'm a person, next time I'm not a man in this dream, I'm a woman in this dream, or. So the variety is different, and the time is different, but the process is the same. You are illusioned in both cases that you are the person, you are the person identified in the dream. But you're not. You're the person witnessing the dream. You're not this body. You're the person driving this body, experiencing the sensual perceptions and mental conceptions of the body. It's not you, but you're so closely associated with it. Similarly, at night in the dream, you have these fears, you have these anxieties, you have these desires, you have these happinesses, you have an intimate relationship with someone of the opposite sex, all in dream. But you're the witness, you're the experiencer, you're not that person. It's a dream state. So is this. This external daily life, it's also a dream state. It's just a longer one. The Vedic literature says the living entity's happiness lies when he's no longer dreaming. Because the no longer dreaming state can only occur when you know who you actually are. And you recognize what is permanent versus what is temporary. That's the trick. People say, well, what's the trick about your dreams? What are you supposed to learn from your dreams? That they're temporary. That they're illusory. That they're a sensory perception that you're experiencing, but it's not you. You are separate from the experience. You are separate from the activities. You exist outside of the dream state. And if you pull yourself up out of the night dream state, then out of the day dream state, you find, I'm an eternal servant of God, and I should be face-to-face with the Lord in the eternal kingdom of God, executing devotional service. That's who I really am, and that is who my constitutional activity really is. Now, the living entities are put into illusion to accept this dream state as reality. Why? Well, the answer is that the Lord influences the living entities to this consciousness of forgetfulness, even though he wishes for the living entities to be returned to their pure consciousness and recognize they are part and parcel of the Lord, constitutionally created to be engaged in the loving service of the Lord. That is their constitutional created state, normal. But because the living entity is partly independent, he's not willing to serve the Lord. And he tries to become independent as his own Lord. So, the whole class of living entities who reject the devotional service of the Lord, this class of living entities are all desirous of becoming powerful, independently powerful from the Lord, even to the level as powerful as the Lord. And although they're not fit to be that, they do not have the potency of the Lord. They do not have the consciousness of the Lord. They do not have the strength of the Lord. So the living entities are illusioned by the will of the Lord because they wanted to be like him. And so as a person thinks of becoming a king without possessing the necessary qualifications, the living entity who's desirous to become a lord of his own, himself, he's put into a condition of dreaming that he is something else, a king, let's say. So, therefore, the first diverted will, wish of the living entities is the living entity wants to become equal to the Lord and independent of the Lord. And as a consequence, the will of the Lord is that the living entity is allowed to forget his factual condition as an eternal servant and thus enter into the dreaming concept in the temporary material world where he can become like the Lord and feel himself independent and work to his own satisfaction. And this is what we see in the material world. Everybody thinks they are lord of themselves. They are controlling, not controlled. They have full independence. They can do whatever they want to do. Nobody can make me responsible for what I'm doing. There'll be no ramifications. All of this is the illusory influence by the Lord, so the living entity can, with a free heart, more or less, fulfill his own desires to be a lord of his own. So this is the beginning of the dreaming state. The predicament that the living entity is allowed to adopt in the material world in a material body, along with it comes the conception that I am this body and that I can independently move, act, and control around in this limited sphere of material nature. But the problem is material nature is an imperfect substance and causes problems and anxiety. And the living entity is forced to deal with these recurring desires, recurring difficulties, a constant flow back and forth of action and reaction, and it forces one into a cycle of birth and death, birth and death, birth and death. And the living entity the whole time is further strengthening his conception that he is an independent person and he doesn't have to surrender to God. He doesn't have to follow the path that he's created for. We're created as servants of God. Servants in the real sense that we render service lovingly and the Lord rewards us and assists us lovingly. This isn't torture, not like in the material world. This is not taking advantage of. This is reciprocation. Every living entity is unique and individual and different from the rest. So every individual living entity can render a unique type of service to the Lord, and that service is satisfying to the Lord because you're special, you're unique. And he enjoys that unique quality of the living entities, and he reciprocates. He's happy. And so he makes you happy. He's not selfish. He's going, this is really nice. I really enjoy this. I hope you should enjoy this too. And he stimulates your feelings. He reciprocates. So the living entities who have reached up to the platform of serving the Lord and tasting the importance, the value, the glory, the joy of his reciprocation, they see the Lord everywhere, all the time, under all circumstances, and render service unto him unflinchingly. They know there to be no greater experience than to serve the Lord. To experience the love, to experience the interaction, the selflessness is greater than selfishness by thousands percent. So this is the awakening in the living entity that takes place when he's constitutionally situated, correctly situated, as opposed to when he is desiring of being something he's not qualified to be. So he's illusioned by the mercy of the Lord to be able to enter into that experience and live out a life that's completely 3D real to him, free of the conception that, oh, I'm going against the wishes of the Lord. The Lord steps back. You don't have to feel that. You go ahead and submerge yourself in this dream state of material existence without any guilt, and see what you achieve in the action and reaction control of nature. You do good, you get good. You do bad, you get bad. No tricks. but a great opportunity. And you do something wrong, ouch. Oh, I don't want to do that again. You touch fire. Oh, burned. Yeah, don't do that again. You learned. Oh, I helped this little girl find her cat, and she's so happy. Oh, that feels good. Feels great. You learned again. And you learn, and gradually you wake up to the fact, wait a minute, when I feel the best, it's when I'm giving pleasure to others. When I feel the most connected, the feel the most right about my life and myself, it's when I'm serving. When I'm humbly, sincerely, helpfully serving others. Well, let me serve good people. I don't want to serve bad people. Let me serve good people. Those that are using their independence correctly. Well, of all the living entities that there are, the most good person is God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the topmost personality. Let me serve Him. It is from Him that I have been created. A part and parcel of God is a living entity in all qualities and characteristics. So when one wakens to this reality and he sees himself for what he actually is, the dream goes away. Because the Lord accepts your service and reciprocates for that loving, unique service you provided in such a way that you're freed from the controls of material nature and the anxieties and suffering and dangers that nature provides. Because we're in a realm where the good people and the bad people are all here trying to get their desires. And the bad people sometimes target you. And the bad people sometimes cause massive problems that affect all sorts of people in the area. You didn't even know them or anybody about. All of a sudden, just it's happening because somebody's lost their way. They think destroying is fun. I want to do this. So they have to come into the material world to do it. But we've all come into the material world for differing degrees of selfish desire. So the Lord is canvassing. Hey, all you living entities, hey, you're looking for a permanent solution in a temporary place. You're looking for a spiritual fulfillment in a material tabernacle. You're trying to be the controller, be the owner, be the master of an illusion. You're in a dream struggling. Daydream, night dream, recurring dream, all dreams, it's still anxiety. Momentary happiness, but it's artificial. It's gone. The daydream's gone at night, and the night dream is gone at day. But the reality of rendering service to the Lord and lifting oneself out of this illusory dream, there lies the proper application of your human form of life and intelligence and determination. That is where you will find the doorway to the happiness, eternal life, bliss, and knowledge you're looking for. Because that's what you're looking for. You don't want anything temporary. The intelligent person wants a permanent solution. You look at it, anything, if something's broken and you fix it, you don't want it to break again. There, fixed, done, end of story. Put up a fence, you want that fence to stand. You don't want it to teeter over in 2 weeks. Oh, put up another fence, jeez. So these conceptions are what needs to be looked at in the human form of life. Everybody's wasting their time trying to enjoy the predicament, the dream. And they have to use their intelligence to realize it's just day or night dream. It's reoccurring day or variety night, but it's still all dream. And I need to be on a platform that's eternal, pure, blissful, reality. So the Vedic wisdom is the doorway. It teaches you. It is intended to explain to you. It is intended to educate you of what is your real best interest and what is really going on. And are you using your intelligence and independence and human form to a proper result that you're looking for? Most people, the answer is you are not. And you need the guidance of the Vedic literature, the spiritual master in the disciplic succession. He is the empowered, transparent medium from God to you. to help you separate the illusion from the reality and help you move out of the illusion into the reality, where surrender and service to God opens the doors of the happiness, the bliss, and knowledge you're looking for here in this dream state. Don't get caught in the dream. Don't make it more important than your own actual reality of existence. We are eternal servants of God. Serve. There's plenty to be done. There's a huge amount to do. Why? Because the Lord wants to recover all of these wayward people, all of these individual living entities who are believing the illusion to be reality. He's trying to do it, and he wants your help, my help, everybody's help. Learn the Vedic knowledge so you can help. A conditioned living entity cannot liberate another conditioned living entity. If there's all these people tied up hands and feet, nobody's free. You can't get started. Nobody can. But if someone has not tied up, they come and say, "What are you guys? You're all tied up. Who did that? Here, I'll untie you." The person who's not tied up, who can untie you, is the spiritual master. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Seek the books of Srila Prabhupada. Read them. Hear his point of view. Hear his explanation. Allow him to free you from the misconceptions so that you can do your work. You can begin working in your constitutional position as a servant of the Lord, getting involved, getting behind the Lord's plan, not your plan, not your illusion, not your dream, daydream, night dream, any dream, but the Lord's plan. I have a plan, he says, and I need all this help. And you're there. Will you help? And if you say yes, your world is over. Your world is changed. Your illusion dissolves rapidly as you render favorable service. So this is our opportunity afforded to us in the human form of life, that we can break through the illusion. We can find the Vedic literature, we can find the spiritual master, we can come out of the illusory dream state, enter into the eternal blissful state of service and surrender to the Supreme Lord. It doesn't matter what religious conception you have of God, or name you use to address God. There's only one God. God means the Supreme Person. There's only one guy can be the top guy. And that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We call him Krishna, the all-attractive person, the topmost being. You may know him by a different name. That's all right. But you have to become his servant. You're not qualified to take his place. You're not qualified to be respected as God. None of us are. We're created to be servants. And if you act as a servant, that's your glory. That's your success. That's where every one of us wants to be, needs to be, plans to be, should be. Go back home, back to Godhead. Start by rendering loving service here, right now, in the body, in the mind, in the everything you are right now. Just give up the misconception that I'm the controller, I'm independent, I'm God. And realize I'm the eternal servant. How can I learn the Lord's plan, engage in the Lord's plan, and satisfy him such that I can free myself by his grace from the control of material nature? That is by finding the Vedic literature and finding the spiritual master Srila Prabhupada and surrendering unto him, rendering service. That opens the door to spiritual life, spiritual fulfillment. This is reality over dream state illusion. Take the opportunity, Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.